I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. CSU scientists are investigating whether environmental changes affect the spread of the novel coronavirus. Using the same tools used to build drought forecasts, they could eventually build maps that forecast the virus. Matt Rogers is a research scientist at CSU's Cooperative Institute for Research in the Atmosphere. He tells Colorado Ag Today the project started after a colleague, John Forsyth, came across a paper that links temperature and relative humidity to the virus's growth.
And then what we're doing is taking an equation that has been developed by epidemiologists to come up with the reproductive index, how many times an infected person is expected to spread the virus to other people. And that number is kind of around 3.6 or so, we think. But it's using the exact same tools, same forecast for temperature and humidity. It's the same tool that gives rain forecasts that they use for drought indexes. It's really the same type of procedure is creating a drought index. It's just using it for a virus. And there's some research that suggests that temperature and relative humidity can have an impact on how fast the virus spreads.
It is early days into this research, and Rogers says they are limited due to the lack of widespread COVID-19 testing. Rogers says their research will be assisted by the information that epidemiologists are gathering on a daily basis about the virus. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more ag news and comments, please visit aginfo.net.